Of course, in those days of the mid-50s, the London stage still suffered under the iron hand of the wicked Lord Chamberlain, who at that time was a very charming chap called Lord Scarborough. You weren't allowed to ad lib or mention members of the royal family or presidents and so on. You couldn't, my goodness, you couldn't mention lavatories, anything dreadful like that. And no sexual deviation or four-letter words. You may wonder how we managed. I remember I used to be rung up by indignant members of the press saying, "Isn't it terrible about all this censorship? Tell me some of the great ideas you've had that the Lord Chamberlain has refused to pass." And I'd be terribly embarrassed and have to say rather sheepishly that I'd never had anything banned at all.